This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Joining us now, going into his third season with the Cowboys, 2018 first-round pick, a Pro Bowler and a second-team All-Pro in his rookie season. It's linebacker Leighton Van Der Esch here on The Fan with you. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing outstanding, man. And thanks for joining us. You have a new coaching staff. We're in a pandemic, and you changed positions to middle linebacker. Man, how's it feel to be in the middle of so much change? Let's start there, Leighton.
There is a lot going on, and there's a lot to deal with right now, but I think we're doing great. I think if you just kind of dial it down and just really focus and hone in, it's simple on our end and what we're learning and what we're doing. And so I think it's very clear from the coaches what we need to do, what we need to get done, and how we need to line up. So it hasn't been very difficult on that end, but obviously with the pandemic and all that stuff that we've had to deal with, it just puts a twist on things. But I think we've adapted well, and we're making moves.
What's different for you? What's your main keys to be focusing on, and what was your reaction when they told you about the change of positions?
I'm just going to do whatever the coaches ask me, honestly. But, I mean, they tell you, they give you reasons and everything, and you pretty much at that point you got to trust what they have to say and their moves that they're making, because they're doing them for a reason. So, but like I've said in the past, in this day and age, the mic and the will are essentially the same thing as far as techniques and how you play plays. But one just gets pulled out of the box a little bit more, I guess you could say, than the other. But as far as the X's and O's, they're essentially the same thing.
So when you say that in terms of getting pulled out of the box more often than others, what do you mean? Does that mean that the weak side guy is chasing running backs around? Like what will Jalen in theory be doing a little bit more, and what would you in theory be doing a little bit more?
Yeah, it can be. He can get pulled out on running backs, pretty much any cover. It just depends on the play, really, honestly. And I'm not going to get into specifics just because that's the way it is and that's our business. But it just depends on the play.
Okay, this is really interesting to me, because I've noticed this since Mike McCarthy got here, where there's things that people can't report coming out of practices in terms of personnel usage and depth chart and all these different things. And I kind of like it. Because it's kind of, you know, hey, it's bad for Jeff and Gavin on the radio. You have less information to talk about, but maybe there is whatever percentage that hurts teams trying to prepare for you. Do you think about that at all? Do you care about that at all? Or is it just whatever we're supposed to do?
No, I think it matters. I mean, you obviously don't want to give away stuff that your team's doing. And I think things have been extremely private, especially now with the pandemic stuff going on. I mean, reporters have to be certain distances from us. It's a lot harder. They can't interact with us as much, so there's not as much info out there. So I think honestly that's better for us, but it's just being a smart player and it's being a team guy. I mean, you don't want to just go out there and tell everybody and tell the world what you guys are doing. That's just part of it. That's part of scheme. That's part of just being a good teammate.
It's Leighton Van Der Esch here with you on your home of the Cowboys. Do you enjoy calling things out and getting it lined up there before the snap and being kind of a vocal leader out there in the middle of the defense before the play starts?
Absolutely. We're the quarterbacks of the defense, so it's my job to get everybody lined up and get everybody lined up efficiently as quick as I can. And so we are in the best position possible to win that snap. Not getting too far ahead of yourselves, just calling the play in the huddle and making the close call, getting everybody lined up and just being calm and collected about it, and showing the guys that you know what you're doing and that you're going to have their back out there and get them in the right spots.
Who is the guy that you most often have to yell at after you get lined up? Like, no, I told you. Is it Tank? Who's back there that you got to turn around and yell at?
Oh, man. It's honestly, they're all doing amazing right now. I would never pick out one person as it is. So that's kind of a loaded question, but, I mean, I think we're all doing great. So, we just got to keep making strides and keep doing what we're doing.
You're 100% correct. I'm just digging for dirt and seeing if you'll, make fun of a teammate. 'Cause I remember last year we were interviewing, I think it was Xavier Woods, and we were asking him, like, all right, they throw a ball at all your DBs. Who drops the most? And he was like, oh, Byron. Oh, Byron. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking for, is just to take a shot at teammates. Are you living in the Omni?
Yes. Yes.
And so you won't call out the teammates that aren't living in the Omni? Because I saw it's like 90% of the guys there.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's there.
Okay. And what's the difference in hotel life? Is it the family guys? It's got to bother them more, or are they allowed to bring everybody in?
No, we can't bring anybody in. That's just kind of part of the bubble. But we have time to go see our families and do that as well. So that's there as well. That's one thing that McCarthy has really focused on too, is that it's important to get your family time in as well. So we have time to do that. And so I don't think that's a big problem.
Leighton Vander Esch here with us on The Fan. Okay, so we were talking a couple of weeks back there, I guess since 2013, all the Super Bowl winners have been top 10 scoring defenses. You guys were 11th in scoring defense last year. So how do we take that next step, and what are the things the Cowboys defense needs to do to be better this year?
It's the details. I think just really focusing on going after the ball. We practice it every single day, and I think Coach Nolan has really put in place a plan for us to be successful and to go after the ball and just have it on our minds at all time. You got to have the ball on your mind at all time, even when you're tackling everything, because if you're in a good position to make a good tackle, you can go after the ball. So it comes down to little things like that.
What's it like with the new coaches and the transitions there with all the language and trying to get that figured out? Do you have it down pat?
Yeah, like I said, I think they've made it very clear and easy for us to learn it. All the language, everything. Obviously, it's a new system for us, so we've had to adapt, and it's also been a little bit more difficult because we didn't have an off season. But I'm not going to say that's an excuse at all, because there's no excuses. We're grown men, and we should know. And we've had virtual meetings. We've been able to learn our plays and everything. And we've just now been able to start running the stuff on the field the last couple of weeks. But that's just taking it upon yourself to learn the stuff. And actually, it should matter to you. This is your job. So you should be learning it and studying and doing everything on your own anyways.
You know, from the outside looking in, Leighton, it's appeared that the Cowboys have had some great leaders on the defense for a long time. You know, guys like Tyrone Crawford and Tank and Sean Lee, and I'm sure there's more that we don't even get to see from the outside. But do you feel like you're ready at this point in your career to take on a leadership position with the Cowboys defense?
Absolutely. It's year three for me, and I think this is a big year for us. And I know we need some leadership, and I know we have a bunch of that in the locker room as well. But like I said, it's year three for me, and we have things that we want to get done this year and not take anything for granted and just work our freaking tails off to do that. And so I'm going to be there to hold everybody accountable and to keep pushing each other. And most importantly, just have fun out there, like show the guys that I got their backs and that we can play fast and make a bunch of plays together.
I know this is an annoying question, but how you feeling physically? Everybody's got to hear it.
Wonderful. I feel so good today. I feel so good every day. Ever since my surgery, I'm just, like I said, I'm ready to go, and I'm just excited and blessed to be able to be back out here with everybody.
When it comes to the turnover thing, I know you mentioned like you're not going to give away any secrets when it comes to your football team, but that was one of the things that, talking to Rod Marinelli a couple of years ago, he's like, hey, we work on this every day, and the results weren't there, and that seems to be a big talking point this offseason. Is there anything specifically with Mike Nolan and the new staff that's different that makes you guys feel like, oh, yeah, we're about to turn the ball over?
I think we practice it more in practice right now. We have a designated period in practice every day where we're practicing turnovers. Every type of turnover there is, we've gone over punching, raking, hammers, like all the stuff, tackling and punching at the same time. We've gone over so many things already, and we just will continue to keep doing that every single day in practice because it matters. And if you don't practice it and have a designated period in practice for it, it's not going to be on your mind as much. So that just helps in the end. And so I think some of it also obviously has to do with scheme and some certain things, but it's really just your mindset.
Can you power rank those three things just real quick, the punch, the rake, and the hammer?
What do you mean power rank them? Just like,
which one you like the best? Are you a punch, you like to punch most, rake, or hammer?
I think punching while I'm going into tackling is the area I can improve on the most. I think hammering, obviously coming from behind, that's a strength. With my speed, I can catch up to dudes from behind, and with the length, and so that's a good area. And the rake too. I mean, when people have someone or the ball carrier held up, and you come in there, your second guy or third guy there, like go after the ball, whether that's a punch or a rake, get a hold of them and rip that thing out.
What's more fun, a punch, a rake, a hammer, or an interception?
I mean, they're all turnovers, so if you end up with the ball at the end of the day, it's equally as valuable. Obviously, an interception is an instant turnover, but if you force a fumble, you obviously got to get there, and I think that goes into another part of our defense, another aspect of everybody running to the ball and everybody being around it, because if someone does get it out and the more people that you have there, obviously the math has changed and you have better odds at getting the ball off the ground. So that you have to practice, because if you don't practice running to the ball every single day, and when someone punches it out and then nobody's around it, they recover it. It's like, well, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you got to be there. You got to be there as a team. You got to rally.
Absolutely.
Like a pack of wolves. I love it. Okay, what do we need to know about the new guys here? How about Alden Smith, Dontari Poe? Have you chatted with Everson Griffin? What can you tell us about some of the new guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've sure had a haul in free agency this year. It's pretty awesome, man. We love to see it. We've put together quite the crew, and just the energy that those guys bring on the field and in the classroom and off the field, it's unreal, and it's amazing to have them around. You can tell everybody's excited to have them here, and they're excited to be here, and I think that's all that matters. Like I said, we're just ready to have fun and just start getting ready for these games and the season.
Any young guy here you could give us? You got a breakout candidate?
Oh yeah, I think Francis, you know, in our room, Francis Bernard. I mean, I think he's really taken off. He's a smart kid. He plays fast, and obviously he's made plays. He's gotten an interception in the last two padded practices. So I think he's making a name for himself, and I think he's going to be awesome for our room. I'm pumped to have him with us. Like I said, he's smart. He plays fast. He's instinctual. He's going to be huge on special teams for us. And when he finds his time on the field, he's going to do just fine.
Last question for me. Best and worst gamer on the Cowboys, if you're familiar with that space at all.
Oh, best and well, it depends on the game. What game are you guys talking about?
Let's just pick a random one. Call of Duty Warzone.
That's not random. I could have picked that for you. oh, gosh. There's a bunch of the guys that play. I don't know. There's some.
Who's
pretty...
atrocious? Who, when you're playing with them, you're like, we have zero chance to win? This is not taking shots at teammates because this is gaming. It's totally separate.
Goodness. Well, the only ones I've really played with on the team are Darian Thompson, Justin, March, and Antoine, and they're all pretty solid. So I don't know. I know there's a bunch of other guys that play on the team, but I haven't played with them yet. So
it's you. You're the one that when they get in there, they're like, "Oh crap, we can't win."
It could. Some games it are. Some games it is. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with me right now?
Seems like Jordan Lewis is pretty amazing on NBA 2K. I see him tweeting about that.
Yeah, I don't play sports games, so I don't really. I'm not in the Madden game or the 2K game, so.
You're a shooter guy?
Yeah.
All right, Layton. Well, we appreciate an update on all these important subjects. We wish you nothing but the best, and give them hell out there. We'll be pulling for you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.